There's so much unnecessary spiritual warfare. There is real spiritual warfare, but so much of our warfare is unnecessary because we are beaten by financial attacks, emotional trauma, physical attack, relational issues, abuse and addictions, destruction of families, business failures. We go through all these things, and these are all part of a curse that we don't have to live in and we don't have to live under. Welcome to another episode of Think Like a Champion. And remember, this podcast is dedicated to helping you win in every way and enjoy every day. I am on part two of breaking chains, curses, strongholds, and limitations. Get ready, because we are going to activate the blessings of God, the breakthroughs of God. We are breaking chains, breaking curses. Well, Jesus broke the curse, so we're going to break the chains, the strongholds, and the limitations in our lives. We are already redeemed from the curse. We talked about that last week. So I want to talk to you about how to activate the blessings of God in your life. First and foremost, we must believe that we have a covenant with God. A covenant with God. This doesn't sound like everyday language in America, but this is God's language. God speaks in a language of covenant promises, sealed in blood, made with blood. Tribal communities around the world, even today, they understand blood covenants. They understand that they mingle each other's blood and they become blood brothers and they become blood tribes, and the power of one tribe is given to the power of the other tribe, so that if any enemy comes against them, whoever's in a covenant together will support one another and will fight for one another and combine forces with one another. That's what a blood covenant does. So when Jesus shed his blood for us, he made a covenant with us. He put God's hand into our hand, put our hand into God's hand. He became the bridge. He became the intercessor. He became the step in between us and God so that we could get to God through Jesus' blood. It is by the blood of Jesus that we have access to the holy presence of God and to be in a relationship with the holy God. We can't be holy enough by getting rid of all the bad things in our life. Hey, whatever's not a good habit in your life, it's good to break that habit and start good habits. But whatever you've done wrong or whatever you will do wrong in this world will never be the merit upon which you can have a relationship with God. You could never be good enough. You could never be holy enough. You could never be pure enough, clean enough, bright enough, or light enough to be in a relationship with God, because in him is all light and there is no darkness at all. Sin cannot dwell in the presence of God. That's why God wants us to dwell with him, but he can't have us in his presence unless he gets the sin out of our life. We can't even get it out of our lives. So he washes it away by the blood of Jesus. And now it's out of our lives, even though we may still make mistakes and will still make mistakes and will still stumble and we will still fall. But none of those things will break our relationship with God, because that relationship has been inaugurated by Jesus' blood, and there's nothing that can break that, nothing that can separate us from the blood of Jesus and from the love of God. But when you get a hold of that, you really experience peace. When you get a hold of your covenant rights as a partner with God, your covenant rights as a child of God, your covenant rights as a part of the family of God, you know what will happen? When we understand our covenant rights, when you understand your covenant rights, you will be delivered from unnecessary spiritual warfare. There's so much unnecessary spiritual warfare. There is real spiritual warfare, but so much of our warfare is unnecessary because we are beaten by financial attacks, emotional trauma, physical attack, relational issues, abuse and addictions, destruction of families, business failures. We go through all these things, and these are all part of a curse that we don't have to live in and we don't have to live under. So watch what the Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 5. He said God will turn a curse. He turns the curse into a blessing. He turns the curse into a blessing. So I'm going to give you seven things in a moment that are curses that Jesus reversed by his blood, that you have a right now to the blessing instead of the curse. In Deuteronomy 23, verse 5, he says he turned the curse into a blessing. Why did he do it? Because in Deuteronomy 23, verse 5, he says, because I love you, I'm turning the curse into a blessing. Why did he do it? Because he loves us. How did he do it? Through a blood covenant. Why did he do it? Because he loves us. How did he do it? Through the blood covenant of Jesus. It says in Galatians 3:12, for as many as the works of the law are under the curse, for it is written, cursed is everyone that does not do all of the things written in the book of the law. But, so we're cursed without Jesus, but we're not without Jesus. But Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for cursed is one that hangs on a tree. Now, this may sound like religious babble to some of us, but if you realize that every really major problem in this world is the direct result of Adam and Eve's sin and the curse that is associated with those sins, the harvests that are associated with that, with Adam and Eve's sin, you'll realize that you truly can live a victorious life, not a life of perfection until we get to heaven, but you can live a life of victory, and you can minimize and mitigate these effects of the curse in your life. In fact, there are seven categories of curses that Jesus has redeemed us from. I want to go over them with you quickly. Number one, and not necessarily in this order, but number one, there's seven major areas of curses, seven topics, if you will, of curses in the Bible because of Adam and Eve's sin. Number one, sickness, disease, all these things that are associated with illnesses and diseases and plagues that you can't get healed from. It's in Deuteronomy chapter 28, sickness and disease. In verse 61, the Bible says, every sickness and every plague not written in this book will come upon you until you're destroyed if you don't obey everything in this book. So we all failed. We're all under this curse until Jesus came. And when Jesus died on the cross, he took the punishment of these curses, sickness and disease. By his stripes we're healed. Number two, emotional problems and mental illness. This is a part of the curse. I'm not saying that you did something wrong and that's why you have mental problems. You did something wrong and that's why you have sickness. Adam did that to you. Adam did that to me. Adam did that to all of humanity. And in the same way that Adam did the bad to all of humanity, Jesus did the good for all of humanity to whoever will receive him. We can be delivered from these categories of curses, sickness and disease, number one, emotional problems, mental illness, number two. This is all found in Deuteronomy 28. Family destruction and problems and destruction of your home, including marriage problems. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 30 through 34, verse 41. I could go through all these scriptures. Poverty and lack, to always be without. Poverty, to not have enough, to always be in a place where you just don't have enough. See, you'll never push back on poverty in your life until you realize that's a curse that doesn't have the right to be in your life. Now listen, the people that are poor in this world, the majority of people that are poor in this world are not poor because of something they did. Poverty is a curse that Adam gave humanity. Some people experience more sickness than they do poverty. Some people experience more poverty than they experience physical sicknesses or mental illnesses. So we have sicknesses, curse number one, mental illnesses, curse number two, family and home destruction, curse number three, poverty and to be without, curse number four, terrorism, curse number five. Yes, in this world, there's a lot of terrorism. Where did this come from? Same place, Adam and Eve. When Adam and Eve opened the door to the serpent, when Adam and Eve opened the door to the devil, they opened the door to this, onto this earth, of all manner of sickness, disease, terrorism, poverty, problems in your home, emotional, mental illnesses, physical illnesses that defeat you and beat you and hurt you and crush you. Terrorism is one of these curses. When you begin to declare, I'm redeemed from the curse, the Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. So we need to open our mouth and declare, I'm redeemed from the curse of terrorism. No, it's not coming to my home. No, it's not coming to my family. No, it's not coming to my kids' school. No, it's not coming to my church. No, it's not coming to my business. No, it's not coming to my community. You could say, oh, well, what if you say all those things and pray all those things and something bad still happens? Well, you know what? We're not going to know if our words have any power until we start speaking them. We're not going to know. I'd rather err on the side of declaring my freedom, declaring my covenant right because of the blood of Jesus. I'd rather go down declaring the blood of Jesus has redeemed me than to tolerate this mindset that at any minute something bad could happen to me. I'd rather think at any minute something good's going to happen to me. At any minute, a door is going to open that no man can close. At any minute, goodness and mercy are going to follow me all the days of my life. At any minute, somebody's going to call and hand me $1 million because they want to do more for the poor and help the hurting and get the gospel out to more people. I'm expecting something good to happen. So let's get over this pessimistic world mindset, expecting the bad, and let's start expecting the good. Let's start expecting, you know what? This isn't going to come to my family. I'm not saying that you shouldn't prepare. You shouldn't be aware of what's going around. You should do all of those things. And we should have police and civil services that help defend the hurting and help defend the defenseless and help defend people. And we should have prisons and we should have jails, but there should be reformation and opportunity for rehabilitation for the people in prison. But my point is that we need to be aware, we need to protect ourselves, and we need to vote, and we need to have a land of the free and the home of the brave. We need all those things, but more than anything, we need to know our covenant rights through the blood of Jesus is that we don't have to tolerate these curses anymore, and we can start expecting the blessing, the reverse of the curse reversed. Why? Because he loves us. How? Through a blood covenant. Why does God want to bless us? Because he loves. Why does he turn the curse into a blessing? Because he loves us. How does he turn the curse into a blessing? Through a blood covenant, through Jesus' blood and Jesus' death on the cross. Terrorism is a curse. It says, the Lord will bring a nation against you from afar, a nation whose language you will not understand, a nation of fierce countenance, which does not respect the elderly, nor show favor to the young. You know, militaries and regimes and evil empires that hurt women and children, that's evil. I mean, men too, but you understand. Sometimes the men of a country have to defend their country for the sake of the freedom of the innocent and the freedom of the people who can't defend themselves. But my point is that God wants us to understand that we have to prophesy into our lives blessing, protection, angels, the power of God. No evil shall befall me, nor shall any plague come near my tent. 1,000 may fall at my side, 10,000 at my right hand, but it shall not approach me. No weapon formed against me will prosper. You know, there are Christians who would say, don't say those things, because what about the people that bad things do happen to them? Since bad things are going to happen to good people, we might as well equip ourselves to begin to speak life. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. I don't know all to the degree of how much evil that I can stop with my words, but whatever my words of life can do, I want this earth to hear my words of life. Maybe my words of life only cover a 5-foot radius around me. Maybe my words of life only cover a 5-mile radius around me. Maybe my words that where I speak life only cover 5 inches around me. But I'd rather at least have words of life that bring some covering to this earth than no covering at all. And if each person who understood their covenant rights as a son or daughter of God, if each of us would speak life, if each of us would pray pray prayers of faith, not fear, if each of us would speak the word of God, if each of us would rebuke the devil and resist the devil. The Bible says, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. What if we all resisted the devil? What if everyone that knew they had authority over the devil spoke life and spoke death to the devil? Be gone, Satan. Get behind me, Satan. Get way behind me, Satan. Get away from my goodness and mercy that's behind me, Satan, because there's goodness and mercy following me all the days of my life. So don't get in between me and my goodness and mercy that are following behind me. Get away, Satan. I know I'm making fun and making light of that in a little bit, but that's the kind of authority that you have. Failure and defeat. I don't mean missing a shot like Michael Jordan. I had to fail. I had to miss 26 game-winning shots that I missed before I made them. Listen, I believe in that, in life in general. We fail. Little kid falls, he stumbles, he gets up as he's learning to walk. But I'm talking about a lifestyle of failure, a plague and a curse of failure, where you're always failing, always defeated, always being less than, always getting the raw end of the deal, getting the bad end of the stick. That's a curse. All of us are going to have bad days, weeks, months, or years, but we're going to be better in the end because we're going to go from faith to faith, from glory to glory. Amen. From victory to victory. Curse, failure and defeat are a curse. Doubt and fear are the seventh curse. So there's seven. We got the curse of sickness, the curse of emotional problems and mental illness, the curse of family destruction and devastation, poverty, terrorism, failure and defeat, doubt and fear. Now, in the same way, these seven categories of curses, there are also seven categories of blessings that are now yours in Christ Jesus, the opposite of the curses. And how does that happen? First of all, why does it happen? The Bible says, once again, Deuteronomy 23:5, for the Lord turns the curse into a blessing. Why? Because he loves us. Why does he turn the curse into a blessing? Because he loves us. How does he turn the curse into a blessing? Through the blood covenant of Jesus. So with all of these seven areas of curses, God reverses the curses through his blood because of his love, so you can enjoy victory and live a life of blessing. Blessed coming in and blessed going out. The blessing of Abraham, Christ in Christ Jesus. All the blessings are yours. All the promises of God are yes and amen. So let's go through these. So the first curse was sickness. What's the opposite? Health and healing. 1 Peter 2:24 says, by his stripes we are healed. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross so that we might die to sin and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. So for the curse of sickness and disease, we have the blessing of health and healing. Number two, for mental health, mental illness and emotional problems, we have the blessing of mental health and emotional well-being. We have a covenant of peace in Isaiah chapter 54, verse 10, where the Bible says, for the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from you, nor shall my covenant of peace be removed. My kindness will not be removed, and my covenant of peace will not be removed. Surely the Lord says it, who has mercy on you. Beautiful passage of scripture. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5 says, the chastisement for our peace, our mental peace, our mental health, our mental wellness, the chastisement for our peace fell upon him. In other words, he took the punishment and he took the illness upon himself so that we could have peace. The word in Hebrew is the word shalom, peace. It means to be made whole, to be restored, to fulfill, to be at peace, tranquility, contentment, safety, sound in body, welfare, health, peace, friendship, abundance, blessing. That's what this word peace is. And this peace starts with God. God gives us this peace with him. Through Jesus Christ, we now have peace with God. And we have a covenant relationship that promises peace. Number three, family problems. The curse, third curse is family problems. And so the third blessing is happy, healthy, saved families. In Deuteronomy 28:4, it says, blessed shall be the fruit of your body. Acts chapter 16, verse 31 says, you and your whole household shall be saved. You and your whole household shall be saved, preserved, restored, become a part of the family of God, made well. This is your covenant right because of the blood of Jesus. Why? Because he loves. Why does God turn the curse into a blessing? Because he loves us. How does he turn the curse into a blessing? Through the blood of Jesus. So you see how we can activate these blessings by expecting them instead of the curses. The fourth curse is the curse of poverty. What does God give us instead? A blessing of abundance. Jesus said, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I have come to give you life and life in abundance to the full, till it overflows. John chapter 10, verse 10. Deuteronomy 28:8 says, blessed shall be, the Lord will command the blessing on your storehouse and all that you set your hand to. He will bless you in the land your Lord God is giving you. Verse 11, he says, and the Lord will grant you plenty of goods and the fruit of your body, the increase of your livestock, the produce of your ground, the work of your hands. All of these things speak of God's abundance through Jesus. Galatians 3 tells us we are blessed with Abraham, the believer. So whoever has the faith in what Jesus did on the cross, we get the same blessing that Abraham got. Not by the works of the law, but by what Jesus did on the cross. Number five, the fifth curse, remember what it was? Terrorism. So what is this blessing? It's the blessing is instead of the enemies of this world terrorizing us, the Bible says our enemies will be afraid of us instead of us being afraid of them. Terror will be terrified by you. Fear is now afraid of you. That's what you need to start believing. Fear is afraid of me. Any enemy that wants to put fear in me, many people, I know there's a lot of people, you live by yourself. You come home from work, maybe it's dark, maybe you're going into your apartment and you're worried about somebody who might be there, women who may be concerned that there might be some stalker or something. We have this covenant right that our enemy, an enemy that would try to lay his hand on you, touch you in a bad way in any way, shall be afraid of you. Even if they try to come near you, they're going to feel some force field of angels like blasting them out of the situation and away far from you. You know, angels are in your life, so we might as well activate our angels by speaking God's word of blessing. I have the blessing of divine protection. I have the blessing. Say that. I have the blessing of divine protection. I have the blessing of fear, making fear afraid of me in Jesus' name. That's a blessing that comes with the blood of Jesus, this beautiful covenant that we have, covenant mindset. We need to have this mentality. What was the sixth curse? Failure and defeat continually. So what do we have instead? The blessing of victory and a lifetime of wins. Wins and wins and more wins. Are you going to fail sometimes? Is there going to be some mistakes that we make along the way? Of course, but there's going to be a lifetime of victory through the blood of Jesus, a lifetime of wins. It says, the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You shall be above only and not beneath. This is the blessing that you have the right to. And number seven, what was the seventh curse that we talked about? Doubt and fear. What do we have instead? Assurance, confidence, and faith. In other words, in verse 3, blessed shall you be in the city, blessed shall you be in the country, blessed shall you be in your body, blessed shall you be in your ground. You're going to have continual victory and continual faith and confidence. Don't throw away your confidence, the Bible says. God gives us confidence in what he did for us. Confidence because God is with us. Confidence because greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. Confidence because there are more for you than those that are against you. Confidence because if God is for you, who can be against you? Confidence because the Bible says that when your enemy comes against you one way, he'll flee seven ways. You have the right to victory without a fight. The Lord will cause your enemies who rise against you to be defeated before your face. They will come out against you one way, and they'll run away from you in seven different directions. I want you to expect all these blessings in your life. I want you to activate these blessings. How do you do it? What the Bible says, that let the redeemed of the Lord say so. We activate the blessing by declaring, I'm redeemed. I'm delivered from the curse. God's turned the curse into a blessing. I activate the blessing with my tongue. We activate it with our tongue. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Proverbs 18, verse 21 says, I'm activating the blessing of healing and health with my words. I activate the blessing of mental health, emotional well-being. I activate the blessing of saved and happy family members. I activate the blessing of abundance and more than enough. Jehovah Jireh, God will supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. I activate the blessing of my enemies being afraid of me. I activate the blessing of they'll come against me one way, they'll flee seven ways. I activate the blessing of a lifetime of victory and a lifetime of wins. I activate the blessing of confidence and faith. For I have been given the gift of faith. That's how we activate these blessings with our words, with our tongue, with our praises, and with our mouth. Amen. Well, expect the blessings in your life and watch things get better and better and better. And remember, your tongue is the rudder of your life. Whichever direction you turn the rudder, that's the direction the ship is going to go. Your tongue is the rudder of your life. Turn your tongue towards the blessing. Speak life. Speak blessing. Speak abundance. Speak victory. Say it out loud. Say it again. Say it over and over. When you feel it, say it. When you don't feel it, say it. When you feel like giving up, say you have the victory. When you feel like there's no peace, say I have the peace of God. In Jesus' name, Jesus is my peace. Amen. That's all the time we have for on today's podcast, but don't let this episode go without you taking notice that you're blessed, and now you got to activate the blessing and be a blessing. I want to invite anybody that would like to give right now. Be a blessing. The Bible says we're blessed to be a blessing. God blesses us so that we can be a blessing to others. Pay it forward. Let's help get this message. Let's partner together and get this message out to more and more people. We don't have sponsors. We don't have advertisement on our social media. We have givers. We have partners. We have people that want to pay it forward. Would you help me do that? Make a gift of $10, $20, $100. Some can give some small amounts. Some can give large amounts. Well, 100% of this goes towards getting this message out to more people. Go to lifechangerschurch.com/give, lifechangerschurch.com/give. And thanks for joining me today on Think Like a Champion. I can't wait till our next podcast. God bless.